in New York, from dawn to dusk to dawn, day after day. You can hear the steady rumble of tires against the concrete span of George Washington Bridge. The bridge is never completely still. It trembles with traffic. It moves in the wind. Its great veins of steel swell when hot and contract when cold. Its span often is 10 feet closer to the Hudson River in summer than in winter. It is an almost restless structure of graceful beauty, which, like an irresistible seductress, withholds secrets from the romantics who gaze upon it, the escapists who jump off it, the chubby girl who lumbers across its 3,500-foot span trying to reduce, and the 100,000 motorists who each day cross it, smash into it, shortchange it, get jammed up on it. When street traffic dwindles and most people are sleeping in New York, some neighborhoods begin to crawl with cats. They move quickly through the shadows of buildings. Night watchmen, policemen, garbage collectors, and other nocturnal wanderers see them, but never for long. There are 200,000 stray cats in New York. A majority of them hang around the fish market or in Greenwich Village and in the East and West Side neighborhoods where garbage cans abound. No part of the city is without its strays, however. And all-night garage attendants in such busy neighborhoods as 54th Street have counted as many as 20 of them around the Ziegfeld Theater early in the morning. Troops of cats patrol the waterfront piers at night, searching for rats. Subway track walkers have discovered cats living in the darkness. They seem never to get hit by trains, although some are occasionally liquidated by the third rail. About 25 cats live 75 feet below the west end of Grand Central Terminal, are fed by the underground workers, and never wander up into the daylight.